At their bi-monthly meeting on Tuesday evening, the Statesboro City Council approved the grant of an easement to the Statesboro Bullock Remembrance Coalition to place a lynching memorial marker adjacent to City Hall downtown. The coalition is working with the Equal Justice Initiative to design and produce the marker. With this historical marker project, they will erect a narrative historical marker describing events of racial violence, including the lynching of 9 black men that took place within our community. The coalition believes that through accurate and through telling of our shared history can true healing begin. There was a large crowd of citizens who attended the meeting in support of the marker project. Adrian McCollar and Dr. Patrick Novotny represented the coalition at the city council meeting. During public comments, prior to the presentation and vote by City Council, Matt Gehrig spoke in favor of the marker. Marshall Webster was the only person in attendance that spoke or identified their attendance in opposition to the historical marker. Consent agenda approved. A. Approval of minutes, the 7th of February 2023 Council minutes, the 7th of February 2023 Executive Session minutes, public hearing approved. Application RZ the 1st of January 23. Simcoe Investment Group requests a zoning map amendment from the CR Zoning District to the R2, Townhouse Residential District, Zoning District in order to develop a townhouse development at Kawana Road. Approved. Application RZ the 2nd of January 23. Simcoe Investment Group requests a zoning map amendment from the R15, Single Family Residential, Zoning Districts to the R2, Townhouse Residential District, Zoning District in order to develop a townhouse development at Kawana Road. Approved. Application sub the 3rd of January 23. Woodford Station LLC requests preliminary plat approval of a three-phase 172-lot townhouse subdivision on 17.78 acres on a property located at 7130 Veterans Memorial Parkway. New business for acknowledgement only. Consideration of motion to acknowledge council receipt of annexation petition by Woody Royal for 2.27 acres of property located on Old Register Road, tax parcel number 076-000001-001, and to direct city clerk to investigate and certify the sufficiency of the petition filed. For acknowledgement only, consideration of motion to acknowledge council receipt of annexation petition for by S&K Investments for 1.72 acres of property located on Old Register Road, tax parcel number 076-000001-012, and to direct city clerk to investigate and certify the sufficiency of the petition filed. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve resolution 2023-08. A resolution to impose a six-month moratorium on processing and consideration of sign variances requested pursuant to Article 15 of Appendix A of the Statesboro Code of Ordinances. This is an extension of the current moratorium. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-09. A resolution amending the job position classification and compensation plan for community information specialist in the Statesboro Police Department. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-10. A resolution amending the job position classification and compensation plan for record supervisor in the Statesboro Police Department. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-11. A resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an operational service agreement with the Coastal Regional Commission for Public Transportation Services. They hope to have the buses on the road within the next 4 weeks. Approved. Consideration of motion to approve grant of easement to Statesboro Bullock Remembrance Coalition to install a historical marker on city property adjacent to City Hall. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve acceptance of the 2021 Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, SAFER, grant which has been awarded to the Statesboro Fire Department. The city has applied for this grant 3 times. This is the first time they have received the grant. Approved. Consideration of a motion to award a sole source purchase contract with Central Square Software in the amount of $21,450 to install onto the new Central Square infrastructure, as the old infrastructure will soon run out of support. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve a contract with Vision Industrial Services in the amount of $44,750 for railroad work with the East Jones Avenue and East Grady Street sidewalk projects. Funding is from 2018 TSPLOST Fund. Other business from City Council. Council Lady Sherry Barr is one of six contestants who are raising money for First Readers Bullock program in Bullock and encouraged the community to support the contest. City Manager's comments. City Manager Charles Penny reminded the council and attendees of the State of the City address, which is next Tuesday, February 28, 2023 at 7 p.m. at Carol A. Carter Recital Hall on the GS campus. Approved. Request for emergency purchase for a generator at Fire Station 2. They have located a generator for $57,877.19 from Generator Superstore. Public comments. General Annie Bellinger addressed the council in a statement regarding racism in the city. Her two-minute window of time ran out before she could complete her statement of concerns. Executive session. City Council entered into executive session to discuss personnel matters, real estate, and/or potential litigation, in accordance with OCGA 50143(b). After Council exited executive session, a motion was made to direct the City Attorney to enter into settlement negotiations with the plaintiff's attorney regarding the Beasley Road annexation action taken on January 17. Additionally, a motion was made to appoint Ronald Simmons II to the Planning Commission. Click here to view agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of the meeting.